מסכת בבא בתרא פרק ז' משנה א', הרי לחבר בית קורפור אני מוכר לך. Somebody who makes an agreement with his friend to sell him a piece of land the size of a basecor, which is about 274 amas by 274 amas. Hayisham nekarim amukim asaris bachim. Oslaim gavoim asaris bachim. Einam nimdarimim. If on a piece of land that he wants to give the lokeah, there are rocks that are 10 bachim high, or ditches that are 10 bachim deep, they do not count towards the basecor. He would have to give them the size of the basecor, excluding these areas. And since they are 10 bachim deep or high, they are not considered part of the field, and he would have to give them 274 amas besides this area. Now, even if this ditch is possible to plant in the bottom of the ditch, still it's not included, and the lokeah does not want to have to go down to the bottom of the ditch to plant there. Pachas mikan, nimdarim. If the rock or the ditch is less than 10 bachim deep or high, they are included as part of the field, and they do count towards the size of the base core. Vim amar lo ki base core upper. If the mocher told the lokeach at the time of the field that I am selling you about a base core worth of land, afilu hayisham nekarim amukim yoser me'asaretz bachim. Oslaim gavoim yoser me'asaretz bachim. Hari elu nimdarimimo. In this case, even if there were rocks that were 10 bachim high or ditches that were 10 bachim deep, they would count towards the base core. He wouldn't have to give him a base core beside this area, as he did not tell him he was selling him exactly a base core. He said he was selling him about the base core, so therefore included in the base core are areas that have rocks 10 bachim high or ditches that are 10 bachim deep. Masechet Bava Batra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Beis Korafar Ani Moichel Lecha Mida Bechevel. A mocha that makes an agreement with the lokeah to sell him a specific piece of land which the mocha tells him is the size of a base core as is measured by a rope, meaning to say it's exactly a base core. Picheis kolshehu yinakeh. Hoiser kolshehu yaser. If it turns out to be even slightly less than a base core, some of the money has to be returned to the lokeah. If it turned out to be even slightly bigger than a base core, then that extra land would have to be returned, or the lokeah would have to pay off for that extra land. Im amar hein chaser, hein yaser. If the mocher tells the lokeah, I am selling you this piece of land, which is the size of a base core, but it might be smaller or bigger than a base core, afilu piches roiv alasa, o hoiser roiv alasa higil. In that case, even if it turned out to be less than a base core by the amount of a quarter of a cob per saw, which is 1/24th, or it turns out to be bigger than a base core by the amount of a rova l'saw, the sale is valid, and neither one of them could have any tfios against the other, since the mocher said, hein chaser, hein yaser. Yoiser mikan, yasachet. If it's more than 1/24th bigger or smaller than a base core, then they have to make an accounting how much that extra land is worth. Or in the event that it's more than 1/24 smaller, they would make an account how much should be returned to the lokeach. Mahu machzolo, mos. Vimrata machzolo karka. If it turns out to be more than 1/24 bigger than a base core, what would the lokeach give the mocher? Extra money to pay off for the extra land. And if the mocher insists, the lokeach would have to return the extra land instead of paying off by giving him money. V'lama amru machzer lo mos. Why do the chachamim say that sometimes the lokeach would give money to the mocher to buy off the extra land? As since the mocher told the lokeach he is selling him a base core, if it turned out to be more than 1/24 bigger, the lokeach should be forced to give back the land, not to pay off for the extra land. The Mishnah answers, v'yapos kochos so mocher. The Chacham only said that the lokeach gives money to the mocher when it's for the benefit of the mocher. And sometimes the extra land is small, and since it's not a significant piece of land, there's not much the mocher could do with it, and he would prefer to receive the extra money. She'im shir basada beit tisha kava. If it turns out that the extra piece of land is 9 kavin big, if it's a sada that's being sold, as for a sada, 9 kavin is a significant piece of land. Ubagina beis chasika ukedivri Rabbi Akiva beis rova. Or if the land that was sold is a vegetable garden, and the extra land was the size of a half a cob, or according to Rabbi Akiva, a quarter of a cob. This is a significant piece of land that the mocher could do something with it. In such a case, machzalo es hakarka, the lokeach would be forced to return the extra land instead of paying off for it and keeping the land himself, because since the mocher told the lokeach he was selling him a base core, and it turned out to be more than 1/24 bigger, and the extra piece of land is quite large, the mocher could insist that that piece of land be returned to him. Below is a rova vovad humachzir ella es koamoser. When it turns out that the extra piece of land is more than 1/24 bigger than the base core, not only do the lokeach have to return the land that is over and above the 1/24, he has to return all the land that is over and above a base core. As once the lokeach is returning to the mocher the land, he has to return all the land, and he can only keep the amount of a base core for himself.